Juan Ornelas is a proud El Pasoan and pop artist who calls his art style Chuco Pop. He's an acrylic painter who uses beautiful, quirky, binational culture clash of the U.S.-Mexico border to create pop art influenced by this unique part of the world. He's got a current exhibition at Galleria Lincoln titled Juanted Pop Art Expressions by Juan Ornelas, which consists of 30 new works and runs through the end of July. Up next at Galleria Lincoln, Juan is putting together an El Paso Artist Showcase on July 23rd and 24th that will feature 20 pieces of art by 20 local artists. Here to tell us all about it is Juan Ornelas. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me, Marina.
I'm surprised you and I haven't talked before. I was telling you that before we started recording, but once we start having these conversations, then they don't stop. You know that, right?
Yeah. But we have talked before. We did a last Thursday's episode one time.
Oh, that's right. But it wasn't just about you. Like, this is your first Juan and only show.
This is all me. And I'm just so beyond grateful. I love the show and grateful for everything you do for the community, for sure.
Oh, no. Well, we can't do what we do without you guys doing your thing. And I mean, dude, you made 30 paintings for this one show. What was that like? Or were they sitting around, or was it the pandemic? Tell us.
So, yeah, it started off as a 17-piece series, and COVID happened. I sat there, and I wondered, what am I going to do? I got to get this going. And I said, okay, might as well. I knocked out 13 more. Ended up making 30 pieces all together, and it just came out really perfect because the series makes sense together. And all the angst I felt during COVID, it all came out in my pieces, and it came out perfect, and I'm just so happy about it and made the best of COVID. So here I am now, and I'm just excited that people have been having this chance to see everything.
How much time did you spend painting?
Oof. So it was a total of 2 years, and so it was off and on. And for this series, I had multiple pieces going on at once. So I would, work through one, let it dry, and move to the next. I was doing the Andy Warhol factory thing this time around. Yeah, it worked out so great. And I'm going to keep on trying to do that because it just feels good to knock that much art out at once. It's a great feeling.
So talk to me about that effect or that method of working on multiple paintings at the same time. Like, when you're working on them, did you know what each individual one was going to end up being? Yeah, talk to me more about the process.
So before I start painting, I have a list going, and I'm planning out the colors. I'm planning out what the design's going to be, what the subject matter is going to be. And it worked out real easy because I'd cross off. Oh, I did my painting for that, the background, I did the colors for that. And so I'd move on to the next, but it was usually in process. So I'd start with the background, I'd start with the basics and move on from there. So it was kind of torture because I like to knock a piece out and then move on to the next because it gives you a sense of satisfaction. And in this one, it was just a prolonged finishing everything up till the end, and it was kind of satisfying. But yeah, I like it the other way, where you're just finishing one and then you're starting the next one for sure.
The icons in there, I mean, they're all people we know. I see some Betty Boop, I see some Popeye. I don't know what the kid's name is. I think it's like a cereal guy. I don't know. Can you?
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Is he from cereal or?
Yeah, I think you're talking about Little Squirt. He was a mascot for Squirt Soda.
Ah, okay.
Back in the 60s. So yeah, he's part of a piece called Little Ego. And I'm glad you recognized him, but that's my thing. I like to use pop culture icons to get people to understand what I'm talking about. Like with pop culture, you can pick the icon and people will understand, oh, I know him. I know what he's about. And it just makes it a lot easier to get your point across. So you saw a lot of them, a lot of cartoons. I'm very cartoony this time around. But I try to always make sure that the icon I'm using is something that everyone knows so that everyone can understand what the piece is saying and they can, make their own interpretations also.
I mean, you're clearly influenced by popular culture and everything, but how did that come about? Or do you remember that moment? Or did you watch a lot of TV as a kid?
I call it Chuco Pop because, a lot of the TV in El Paso was from Juarez, or it was, the anime that they were showing in Juarez, you know, the Leave It to Beaver I would watch here in El Paso. Crazy shows, Married with Children. You know, we just were brought up in such an interesting culture that shares stuff from both sides that it just became part of my, like, subconscious. And I like to express things using those icons because it's the border. It really is. And we're just so special here. It's an amazing place to grow up in. And, you know, there's a lot of negativity placed upon the border from other parts of the country or the world even. But I think El Paso is just a special, special place where you get raised on so much different pop culture and icons from all over the world. And you just become a better person for it. I've just been so appreciative of being an El Pasoan. But I like to laugh about this because I wasn't born in El Paso. I was born in Northridge, California. And that's like, oh, it breaks my heart because I wish I was born in El Paso. And, oh, I'm an El Pasoan at heart. But, yeah.
When did you move to El Paso?
I was only there for 3 months as a little baby. And my family moved back down here to El Paso. And my life started.
So along those lines, when you were growing up, did you recognize it was a special place or did it take growing up to realize?
You know what, I'm going to say, you know, maybe when I was younger, I would be jealous of like California. I'd go see my family over there and, you know, there's amusement parks and beaches and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I learned to appreciate the desert and how we're all survivors here. And it's just such a beautiful place. And the desert itself, it shows you like, It's not a green place, but it's a place where people survive, where animals survive. And you're a survivor if you can live here in El Paso and appreciate the beauty of it and the sunsets. Like, forget about it. Like, we're in a great place. And maybe as a teenager, I didn't appreciate, but I, you know, after high school, I really learned to appreciate El Paso. And I want to be here for the rest of my life for sure and do everything I can for this community.
So what's it like being an artist in El Paso?
Oh, it's a good question. Well, you know, it's tough. I think a lot of times I'll meet people from other parts of the country, or I have collectors that are from Houston and Albuquerque, and they're like, you got to get out there. There's a lot of stuff going on, and, you know, your art will sell for more. And I'm like, no, you know what? It sells for the right price. My audience is El Paso. I want people to buy from El Paso and grow here. But yeah, it's being an artist here is it's kind of difficult, but it's also very beautiful because we are like a cultural island. You know, we're apart from bigger cities and, you know, we grow on our own and we develop our own artistic styles here. So we're very unique. And oh my God, all the artists I've met, you meet them and you love them and you appreciate them. And it's because El Paso is special. It really is.
So that brings me to the next show that you're doing, because you're bringing together 20 artists, 20 pieces.
Yeah. So that one came up really recently because I have the space and we have a container gallery in the back. I've always liked to do this. I worked with Last Thursdays for a while there. Mm-hmm. That really made me motivated to get more artists out. And, you know, I've recently been meeting a lot of young artists who are up and coming. And I want to make sure and make it a mix of both established ones and up-and-coming artists, because you need these opportunities in El Paso. And if you have a space and it's available, like, it's a crime not to use it. So I'm going to do this, and it's going to be 20 artists, 20 pieces each, so people can walk into the gallery and get a taste of El Paso and just be proud of what we're producing here. And it's not only the older guys, it's the younger group, and it's just so motivating, and it makes me so happy, and I'm very excited to put it on next week for sure.
And I know, like, a lot of the younger or emerging artists sometimes say, you know, it's really hard to break in. But then there's people like you that are like, come on, guys, how do you find him? Or how did you meet? Or how do you come together? Because I think that barrier is still out there and is still perceived. So if there's a young person, a young up and coming artist, how do they get involved? You know, how do they meet someone like you who folds them into the mix?
You know, it's my own story. When I started off, it was a lot of artists embracing me. Eddie Marquez, Tino Ortega, Gabriel Marquez, artists left and right. They're the ones that get you out there and they make you feel like, hey, your stuff's pretty good. You can show. And for me, that's just what I'm doing to pay back and help these young artists understand that, look, you're doing something special and it's great for the city. I think economically, I think we need to make a better effort of propping these people up. yeah, like it's just my own experience. And I want to do what people did for me to give people that opportunity. And they're so ready. They're so excited. And I've just met so many with this gallery show that I had that I'm like, I'm going to make sure and pay it forward and have this show for these artists.
Any standouts that we should keep an eye out for, or people that you really think, hey, you should come and see their work?
Everyone is a standout. Like, honestly, there's just so many right now. I'm going to work with Eddie Marquez again. Mm-hmm. He's running another event at Loft Light Studio that used to be like open, and they got a chance to open it up. And I'm going to have him. I'm going to have Gabriel Rodriguez. He's another established artist, one of my favorite artists. That's the thing about El Paso. My favorite artists tend to be from El Paso, and like that's legit. Like I mean, I love Warhol and I love Robert Williams, but to me, El Paso artists are just killing the game. Guys like Pablo Hernandez, who's in Santa Fe right now, that's the kind of person that I think about that we kind of failed because he had to leave El Paso. He had to go to Santa Fe. I want to keep those types of artists here in El Paso because, I mean, we need to take advantage and do right by them. So if you come out to the show, you're going to see a lot of new artists. Come and be surprised and be excited and grow your love for El Paso art. Enjoy the backyard. It's really awesome.
You know, you talk about your Chuco Pop style, and it does bring up, but there's this one piece that, I mean, you have to be from here or be from this culture. Your Cucuy piece, it's like genius.
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of people come up to me about that piece. One really interesting conversation was with, he was an immigration guy, and he understood the piece. And he said, you know what? The fear that we all feel in this community for La Migra is it's real. And authority for us is just very scary. And being a Latino, you're just always kind of like scared. And I mean, I tell this story a lot, but my mom used to scare me and she'd be like, La Migra, mijo, La Migra. And I would hide under the car. And, but that's the truth. And I think we have this trauma, this shared trauma in this community. And I wanted to make that piece to show that it's the Americana of the Coca-Cola script in the background and the Migra that I remember from the 80s that just put that fear in you. And I wanted to like not demonize them or, you know, make them feel lesser. I wanted to show what it has done to our community and what we need to do as Americans and as a government to embrace immigrants into our community, because they're what builds this country and we just got to be better. And fear is not the best symbol and feeling that we should have for immigration. We really shouldn't. So it was an important piece for me. Great feeling, cathartic to just get it out and have people see it. And it's just been such a blessing and people have really embraced it.
Do they still give you that feeling when you see La Migra?
Not as much, because they're not painted that color anymore. And the weird thing is that color of that iconic truck is just, it's in my mind and I paint it a lot. And I love that color. And to think that that color induced fear in me once is just pretty crazy. But yeah, no more of those feelings. Very bad situations happening on the border right now. And, you know, we're like at the center of it all, El Paso, and we're getting a bad rap, but we're a community that embraces immigrants and we need to show people that for sure.
Cool. Well, I appreciate our time together. It's always fun to talk to you, Juan, and I look forward to the show. Today, my guest has been Juan Ornelas. You can see his work currently through the end of July at Galleria Lincoln. And then, of course, there's the El Paso Artist Showcase, which he's also hosting on July 23rd and 24th, also at Galleria Lincoln. Today, my guest has been Juan Ornelas. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.